Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, James Bailey was unemployed, heartbroken, and questioning his purpose on the planet. In desperate search for an answer, he's decided to write to luminaries from all fields and ask one simple question. What is the meaning of life? Well, to find out what the answer was, I'm sure there were many answers. Welcome to the show, James Bailey.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hi, you're welcome. Now, I am going to ask you about the book first, and then I want to know your actual story, because you've got a very interesting backstory. I was reading. Very, very interesting. But first of all, this Meaning of Life book. So you asked, was it 100 people?
Well, I think I probably asked a lot more than that. I got 100 answers. I don't really want to think how many I actually wrote to with the cost of stamps these days. It was probably 1,000 maybe. But yes, there's 100 answers in the book.
You didn't send emails then? You actually wrote letters?
I actually wrote letters. Well, certainly at the start I wrote letters. Towards the end, when the stamp prices went up, then I switched to emails to some people.
How did you get all the addresses and things then?
I started like infiltrating these forums where autograph hunters are trading addresses. Obviously, I've written to like management companies, agencies, although the problem with trying to write to agents is that they often don't pass on the letters I found. So that was one of the hardest things. Wrote to like actors at stage doors, all various addresses I could find, really.
Wow, interesting. So tell us some of the well-known people that we would recognise. I know you can't tell us all over 100, but for the ones you got answers from, give us some examples.
Yeah, so President Carter, Sir John Major, Jane Goodall, Hilary Mantel, the late author. Yeah, a variety. So there's kind of politicians, scientists, artists, authors, philosophers, a prisoner as well. yeah, so there's hopefully a broad spectrum of people. I tried to get people of different ages, different backgrounds. Obviously, it was dependent on who responded. But hopefully a good mix of views. Obviously all the religious leaders as well from different faiths.
I suppose you got a variety of answers, and did you get different lengths of answers? I mean, I should imagine some people just give you a couple of words or one word.
Literally some people did give a couple of words. No, yes, that kind of response. And other people wrote their whole life story. I think, 5-6 pages long. It's amazing how I think people opened up to a complete stranger. I think that's probably the most amazing thing about this project, that you've got a letter in the post saying, what's the meaning of life, from someone you've never met? And then people with some, quite personal stories. There's some, quite heartbreaking, poignant stories people have shared. And I don't know if it was kind of therapeutic for them to write this out to a stranger, maybe.
I suppose it was different. I mean, they must get lots of fan letters that probably they have somebody looking after them. And, to get this sort of question, it's a bit like, that's going to make me think a little bit.
100%. One of the actors is Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's in Modern Family. And his, like, the first line, someone like, I've never been asked this question before. I'm sure these celebrities get asked the same questions day in, day out. So it's quite a different question to have to answer.
Yeah. And have you put yourself in there?
No, I think that's...
Oh, that's very unfair.
that's the question I fear most in all these interviews. Like, you've spent 10 years trying to find the meaning of life, so what is the answer? I think I found that there are a variety of answers. One of my favourite answers from the book is from Hilary Mantel. She says there probably is no meaning, but you can find a purpose, and through that purpose, that gives your life a meaning. And I think that's kind of interesting. You can kind of imbue life with whatever meaning that you choose to.
That's a good answer. Yeah, purpose. There is more of a purpose, isn't there, than a meaning, maybe.
Maybe that's my cop-out answer.
No, I think I agree with you. And did you say it took 10 years to sort of collate them all and get the book going? Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't writing every day for 10 years, but I started it 10 years ago and kind of on off. So I did it for a few months and then kind of stopped. And then again, during COVID, I kind of found this box of envelopes under my bed in my parents' house. I was like, oh, that's actually a really interesting project. You know, I should finish it. So yes, then the last couple of years I've been working on it and got to this point where it's now in the form of a book, which is
fantastic.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very different. Well, I wanted to know your story because I was reading that it wasn't until the age of 12 that you decided you didn't want to be a tractor driver. You wanted to be a writer.
I know. Well, I grew up in the countryside in southwest of England, and apparently my first word was tractor, or you know, how do I pronounce it back as a 2-3-year-old? Just always thought that'd be a cool job, really. I don't know why. I veered down a different path.
Yeah, you certainly did. And did you start off in journalism first?
Yeah, so I when I was at school and then at university, I kind of dabbled with journalism. I did the whole red carpet reporting. So going back to saying that these celebrities get asked the same questions, I was that annoying person on the red carpet asking, you know, who are you wearing? And that kind of very pointless question. But it was very interesting doing that for a couple of years, doing all the film premieres in London, all the showbiz events, meeting all the celebs, the A-listers. I did that.
You should have asked the question, what's the meaning of life?
I know. Got some horrified faces from the back of that one.
Well, I was reading lots of really well-known names that you've interviewed, but a few things struck with me. You were scolded by Emma Stone. What's all that about?
I did. That was back when she was going out with Andrew Garfield, the other, he's a, you know, big actor, and we were told before that we shouldn't really talk about her personal life. And I made the mistake of thinking I could dare ask her about that relationship, and she wasn't too happy with me, let's put it that way. It's a very, the red carpet is very kind of closely guarded. It's what you can say and what you can't say.
I'm sure it is. But at least Emma Stone spoke to you. You were completely blanked by Madonna, apparently.
Oh, yeah. No, I... That was, yeah, for the premiere of a film she was in. And I was so excited. You know, obviously Madonna's a huge name, got to the red carpet early, you know, thinking what questions I was going to ask, as were all the other journalists next to me. And yeah, she decided to just walk past everyone and got booed by the crowd.
Oh, I suppose when you're Madonna, you can do that, can't you?
Do you want, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I did find that maybe Madonna's the exception, but I found that the bigger names, the bigger celebrities often tended to be the nicer people.
Oh,
I don't know whether
good.
They're better media trained, maybe the cynic would say, but they seem to have more time for people.
They probably enjoy it. I think for some of the newbies, it's a job and they're probably doing it like 24/7. But for the really, really top ones, they pick and choose where they want to go and enjoy it, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. And I think maybe you've kind of, once you've done it for so long, as you say, you're kind of more experienced, you know what you're doing. And I think maybe there's that kind of period new celebrities go through where maybe they get a bit too big for their boots and they kind of think that, you know, they're the big I am. And then maybe, you know, 10, 20 years on, they're a bit more kind of, you know, realise that actually it's important to get some good publicity.
Of course. And I don't know if I want to go too much into this one, but you stood next to Hugh Grant in the toilets.
I did.
Let's go on to the next one. We don't need to know about that.
No comment on anything there.
But did you really honestly declare your undying love for David Beckham?
I did. That
to David Beckham?
I did. And he looked at me, didn't know what to say.
I'm surprised.
It's actually the reason I wanted to go into kind of showbiz journalism or that kind of area was to meet David Beckham. So basically that was the epitome for me. So when it happened, you know, I had to tell him. I had to shake it, tell him he was my hero growing up. He's very shy in real life. And I think that scared him more than asking what's the meaning of life.
Yeah, probably. Did you ask him the meaning of life?
Didn't. I would love to know his answer.
Yeah, you should. You should send him the book and say, look, I've got all these famous people. Why don't you join in? And then you can add it.
It's his 50th birthday this week.
It
so I could
is.
Send him a birthday present.
Yes, a birthday present. That's it. Let me know his answer. So then after all that, did you, I mean, I know you did start writing, you've been very successful, but do you normally write novels?
Yes. So this is my third published book. So my first two have been novels, both romantic comedies. Yes, it's a bit more, I don't know, highbrow, shall we say, than the first two. A bit more deep.
What were the first two called?
So the first book is called The Flip Side, and it's about a man who decides to flip a coin for a year to make all his choices and try and find himself and find love. And the second is called The Way Back to You, and it's about a couple of 60-year-olds who recreate their teenage bike trip to France to meet their long-lost pen pal.
Oh, that's nice. And what's next for you? Do you know, or are you having a rest now?
It's a good question. I don't know. It's always weird once you have a book come out. It's kind of that you work on it for so long, certainly this book, 10 years, and then it's kind of publication day, the launch, and it's like, oh, yeah, what next? But going back to the actual answers in the book, that was another kind of common answer, that you kind of live many lives within your life. And I think that's interesting that you do kind of then have to kind of evolve, you know, saying about Madonna, someone who's evolved constantly over the years, you know, what's next? So I'm kind of taking a month out at the moment to try and think what I want to write next.
Yes, I agree. Well, this particular book, The Meaning of Life, Letters from Extraordinary People and Their Answer to Life's Biggest Question, is out now. It came out in April. We're selling it on our website, tre.radio, and it's by James Bailey, who we're speaking to now. James, do you have your own website as well?
I do. It's jamesbaileywrites.com.
Excellent. Well, do let me know on David Beckham and let me know when your next book out. And it's been marvellous to chat to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, James. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.